The Offside Rule Euro Show is brought to you by HTC, official smartphone of the UEFA Champions League and UEFA Europa League.
Hello, this is the Offside Rule Euro Show, the review show brought to you by HTC, official smartphone of the UEFA Champions League and UEFA Europa League. I'm Lindsay Hooper, joined once more by Hayley McQueen. You're putting a shift in, aren't you, in recent weeks on every single podcast, Hayley?
As if you haven't heard enough of me, you come back for more. Thank you very much for listening.
We're also joined by a new guest this week. Carrie Brown joins us, who does a lot with European football. In fact, you're straight off a flight.
Yeah, direct flight, no problems at all. Beautiful journey.
So where exactly have you been? What game have you been covering? And thank you for the Toblerone.
Absolute pleasure, not jumping on that at all. Just back from Bulgaria, Sofia, for the fairy tale team Ludo Goretz against Liverpool that are really trying to get back to winning ways. Not quite, still those set pieces, but a positive result in terms of a point at least.
Well, we'll let you go into that in more detail. I think you're choosing that for your first topic, so we'll go into that in just a moment. It's worth saying as well, by the way, that there's lots of European content. So if you want to read up about what's happened in match week five and also going back over recent weeks and what's happened, just go to offsiderule-europeanfootball.com. Loads of great articles on there. We also, on European football nights in future, if you're sitting down watching, go onto Twitter. It's always the case, isn't it, that you want to just keep across social media as well. Well, we'll have updates from matches on our account. It's at Offside Rule Pod, and you can use your HTC football feed, of course, as well. Well, let's just list a few of the results then involving UK opposition this week, starting in the Champions League. This is what happened. What a pivotal week as well it was for some teams. Starting with Manchester City, Manchester City 3, Bayern Munich 2 was a result. And I have to throw straight over to Hayley McQueen with this one, because on the preview show on Monday with KP, we wrote Manchester City off, didn't we?
I never in a million years thought they would win. Even watching, I was like, they're not going to turn this around. And of course, look what happens. Aguero, again, he is just an absolute maestro, isn't he?
Absolutely. Aguero just on form in league and Europe, and he's going to be the player for Diego Costa to catch. And Diego Costa not on the score sheet, but good performance at midweek. Chelsea taking on Schalke 5-0, the result there. Jose Mourinho so ecstatic with the way that Chelsea are playing. He says he can't believe the self-belief and confidence they're playing with. They do seem to be the English team to catch at the moment, don't they? Also in results, we've talked already, Carrie, about Liverpool. Paul, you were there. Ludo Goretz 2, Liverpool 2, a result in that match. Amazingly, they're still involved. You're going to fill us in more on that in a second. And I was at the Emirates. Arsenal 2, Borussia Dortmund 0. Sonogo scoring within the first few minutes. It was a really good Arsenal performance, I have to say, although blighted really by the fact that Mikel Arteta picked up an injury. They've then had Jack Wilshere injured since, so that's all bad news.
Get the latest UEFA lineups, stats and news on the HTC Football Feed app. Available for free on Google Play.
So those are the results involving UK opposition in match week five, ladies. But what I want to start with is your standout moment, standout game from that match week. It might be a game that you found pivotal, but I want to know why. And I'm going to start with Hayley McQueen.
Well, you mentioned Dortmund there losing to Arsenal. And it's all been about the German opposition this year. The last couple of seasons, it's been about the German sides dominating. It was England for a little bit, I guess you could say. Obviously, Spain up there as well. But one side that have shocked me because they were top of their group and they blew it on this match day, losing to Monaco. It is Bayer Leverkusen. So you have Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, of course, top of their groups. Bayer Leverkusen also top of their group. But they were facing a side without a win in four matches. A side in Ligue 1 who sit eighth in the table. They're in a terrible run of form. In fact, they perhaps are a little bit unlucky. All they needed to do was get 1 point. They would have gone through top of the group and would have been the first time ever seeded, of course, going through to the next stages. They absolutely dominated the game. They come off the back of three straight wins as well, unbeaten at home in 13 games, stretching all the way back to March. So when you line up the stats on paper, Bayer Leverkusen should have done better in this. Not only that, but Monaco's win in Group C, this is why this was important, dumped out Benfica. They were still in with the chance as well.
Well, Carrie, we've touched on it already. Amazingly, Liverpool have still got a chance. And you can't believe it, can you, when you look at the results? But this is the game that you were at, and it's the game that you've chosen as a key one for you this week.
Yeah, it is a key one because Brendan Rodgers even said ahead of the match, this is where Liverpool's season begins again. We go again in many senses. And what has he done? He's listened to what a lot of people have been saying, gone back to basics, gone back, unfortunately, to the players he's relied on in the past. Only two of his summer signings in that team for the game against Ludo Goretz. Brought back in Kolo Touré, who was seen as a weak player coming in at the Bernabeu and had probably one of the games of his life for Liverpool, I think. Remarkable. Again, was solid. Lucas Leiva coming in and also Steven Gerrard in a more forward role, because that more defensive midfield role worked for him last season when he had the likes of Suarez and Sturridge, and we hope he comes back again soon. But simply, they're not there. There aren't those creative players that have taken on the mantle as Suarez. So he's seen that. He's seen what, and he has acted on that. And it's certainly made a difference. Still, criticism of Steven Gerrard, so very good last night in that position. Really saw the old Gerrard much better than he was against Crystal Palace. And a very confidence-boosting performance, because they came onto that field against Ludo Goretz. You say it's surprising that Liverpool are still in it. Ludo Goretz, amazing. Yeah. And that's another part of it being a pivotal match. But sticking with Liverpool, it was quite interesting after the match. But yeah, they come out and they have to do, as an obligation, one quick interview. The players, normally the two top players and the manager. And then Brendan, once they'd done that, got them all back in the dressing room. And there was a big talk for 10 minutes. And you know that talk was, this is good. This is where we go from. Because he has got players in that dressing room that are lacking confidence, that are great players. And I think that's the moment that they start believing. He came out afterwards and told me he thought it was an outstanding performance. I think it's going to be hard for fans to really swallow that, but he needs his fans to believe in that, his fans and his players to believe in that confidence. But it's certainly the right move forward. Set pieces, he admits, huge problem. That's how they peg them back. They've got to change that. But positivity for Liverpool.
Well, between you then, you've covered Germans, the German revolution in European football, and also Liverpool, an English side hanging in there. I guess we could have gone down the route of going into more detail about Chelsea as well, because what a result for them. But I think everybody's waxed lyrical enough. Everybody knows that Chelsea are in such good form. 19 games unbeaten in all competitions. I think Jose Mourinho really going for more than just the Premier League title. It could be a double, treble, could we even say quadruple winning season. That's something that KP is covering in her Eurobite, so there will be a new blog up tomorrow, so make sure you check that out as well on the website. But I am going to go with a standout performance from this week, and I'm going for a team that won't get many mentions going forwards because they're out of the knockout stages, and in fact they haven't done very well really. They've been at the bottom of their group all along. I'm talking about Malmo goalkeeper Robin Olsen, because what a performance. If you could take a single performance from a match week, how many saves he made in their Group A match. Now, they ended up losing 2-0 to Juventus, but he made 8 absolutely superb stops. 8 of them. I mean, you don't often see that many stops in a match. I think with January around the corner, a lot of people looking to the European markets, because when European football nights are on, you know that the scouts are watching. This is a goalkeeper that many teams will be thinking, actually, he might be on our hit list. He might be one that we want. The thing that I would give as a word of advice to Malmo going forwards and seeing hopefully if they come back into the competition in years to come is just they need to take advantage. If you've got a goalkeeper that is stopping some pretty good, decent shots on target, 8 of them in total, you need to do something with that, don't you? You need to turn it into a counter-attacking move and hopefully get a goal or sneak a goal. You don't have to dominate possession, as we've seen Chelsea do in the Champions League final. You don't need to dominate possession to win a game. Malmo, I don't think, have the quality up front, unfortunately, which is probably good fun for Olsen, because if you're a goalkeeper, you probably want to make the stops, don't you? But I thought I'd give him a mention for that match week.
Hi, I'm Neil Lennon, and you're listening to The Offside Rule. We get it. These girls know what they're talking about.
Before we get on to topic two, and also Kate Partridge has got her Eurobite section, a quick mention for a competition that we alluded to on Monday, didn't we, Hayley? A preview to the fact that we're actually going to have a live audience for the first time.
We are. It's on a Sunday evening. Get the date in your diary, the 14th of December. It's going to be a Christmas party style live podcast in a pub with HTC.
Yes, we're calling it an HTC Pubcast. We like the title. Do you like it, Carrie?
Sounds delightful.
Well, we hope that you can make it along, and we're going to have a special competition that we're running for the next couple of weeks. So if you would like to win a pair of tickets to come along to that live show to see what we do in person, we all promise that we'll wear a bit of makeup. You like wearing makeup anyway, Hayley. You're looking delicious right now.
Normally I'm sat around in some very casual wear, not really looking like me, which is great. But at the moment, I'm in about 3 inches of makeup because, of course, I've been working for Sky today. So it's been piled on and powdered with more and more and more. So I'm looking like the glam version of me, which isn't actually me.
And I promise to make an extra special effort too. We all like just sitting around in our gym jams usually, to be quite honest. But you can actually come along to the show, but also you can win an HTC One M8 handset, and it's got a special Champions League engraving on it. You can't get it anywhere else. We're going to give away one of those handsets along with a pair of tickets, 6 runners-up prizes as well of pairs of tickets to come along to the live show. So it is December the 14th in the evening. You need to be available between 7 and 10pm, and it is in North London. Check your diaries and use this hashtag HTC Offside to enter by telling us your best group stage moment in either the Champions League or the Europa League and why. You can go to the website to enter, and also you can enter via Twitter. Our handle is at Offside Rule Pod. The hashtag once more, HTC Offside. We'll have full details with the closing date and everything on there as well. So good luck, enter, and we will maybe see you and eyeball you on the 14th of December. Right now, we're going to head over to Kate Partridge, who has got her Eurobites for us.
Eurobites.
Match week 5, a pre-Christmas cracker for Britain's stars in Europe and a surprise gift for some less heralded prospects. Take Olympiacos. Despite getting walloped 4-0 by last year's runners-up Atletico Madrid, the Greek side could still go through to the last 16 of the Champions League, and even at the expense of powerhouse Juventus if they beat Malmo in their last group game and Atletico see off Juve. Group B includes defending champions Real Madrid and 5-time winners Liverpool, but it's Swiss side Basel who are on a roll. Although they were latterly sunk 1-0 by Cristiano Ronaldo, as so many have been, Paulo Sousa's men need only a point in the final fixture at Anfield to pip the Reds and go through with Real. Andrei Villas-Boas was denied the Russian title at the death last season, but could lead Zenit St. Petersburg into Europe's last 16. After their 1-0 win over Benfica, AVB's Chargers could now qualify by beating Monaco, or even win Group C if Bayer Leverkusen also lose to Benfica. Could Jose's protege finally come of age? Bizarrely third bottom in Germany, Borussia Dortmund need only a last-day draw against Anderlecht to win Group D, while CSKA Moscow handed not only Manchester City a lifeline, but also themselves, with Vasily Berezutsky's late leveller against Roma. If the Russian stars pull off a shock win at Bayern Munich and Roma fail to defeat City, then it's Leonid Slutsky's army men that march on. And while a new camp superclash between record scorer Messi's Barcelona and Zlatan's PSG determines the winner of Group F, Cypriot side Apoel Nicosia could leapfrog mighty Ajax to a Europa League spot with victory in Amsterdam. They could also be joined by Slovenian Minnows Maribor if they defeat wobbly Schalke, and it's between Bilbao and Belarusian's Bate Borisov in Group H. Those are the Europa hopers. Definitely into the last 32 with a game to spare are the Brits. Group winners Everton, 2-0 conquerors of Wolfsburg. Tottenham, despite a weird pitch-invaded 1-0 win over Partizan. And Celtic, though they lost 3-1 at home to group winner Salzburg, who are flying without their Red Bull wings. But who's the tournament's top team? Inter? Napoli? Fiorentina? No, Dynamo Moscow. The only side with a 100% record, Stanislav Chirchesov's men are also up to third in Russia, and with some familiar names, Christopher Samba, Alexander Butner, and UEFA Cup winner Yuri Zhirkov. Now, is it me, or is that a lot of Eastern European promise? The final round of games will see if there's a new star in the East in December.
Thanks very much, KP. And there is another Eurobites review blog up on the website as well for you to go and check out. Topic number 2, girls, there's always next time. I say that quite a lot in my life, don't you?
far too often.
Well, match week five has seen us say au revoir to a few teams who failed to qualify for the knockout stages. What I wanted you both to do, and I'll do the same, is choose a team who've exited European competition and what you think they will learn from their process in 2014. Maybe some advice for next time as well.
Mine's all about discipline and good behaviour, because the fans of Partizan Belgrade have let their team down. It is a team who in the league have only lost once all season. They are sitting top. In the Champions League, it is a completely different story. They have been woeful. Maybe a little bit unlucky, you could say, because they do have players who can score. They just haven't cut it in the Champions League. Two draws with Lugarets, but I think discipline for sure. They score goals. They're a great side to watch going forward. It's their defence that have a few problems. They have a guy called Petra Skuletic, 12 goals in 12 games in all competitions. Lazovic as well, scoring 8 goals. They have 8 other goal scorers who've scored throughout the season. So they are impressive going forward. They have those players. As I mentioned, they've only lost once all season in the league. Maybe they've been a bit unlucky with obviously draws to Spurs as well, and starting off with some draws against Ludogorets, but dropping down into the Europa League and not putting up a bit more of a fight is just not good enough, nor that is their behaviour. I'd like to see the fans with a little bit more respect. So there you go. I'm being a teacher about this all, aren't I? Sorry about that.
Well, my club that really has a lesson to learn, and a big lesson to learn, is a big club, Galatasaray. They are not only out of the Champions League, they're not even going to make it in the Europa League. They've had such a bad run of results. I mean, who can really beat them at home? They've got such fierce fans. I know we often see the bad side of the minority of, you know, unfortunately every club has bad fans, but I can tell you in that stadium in Istanbul, it's one of the most intimidating ones. Didier Drogba telling me the other day he'd love Chelsea to have that sort of fear factor when they come out against their fans. So for them to do so badly, you've got to look inside the club, and it is one big mess. They've just sacked Prandelli. It's going to cost them a lot of money. They wanted him to leave, but they've got rid of Fatty Terim. They've got rid of Mancini. They've been going through so many managers that they've got to look inside, and it's complete mismanagement and throwing the baby out with the bathwater. They've become a club that had such a big reputation in European football, but now they're becoming a club, because Istanbul's such a great city, that players, as they're coming towards the end of their career, go to big name players. At the moment, you've got a big falling out in the dressing room between Wesley Sneijder and a group of other players. And he's a player that really held the club to ransom in the summer, said he was going to leave unless he was given a big contract. Galatasaray, you are bigger than Wesley Sneijder. You are bigger than the big names coming towards the end of your career. Go back to basics. Get someone in there who really can find talent, rather than just look for a big name that will be looking for a club to go out and see the heyday of their career. You are bigger and better than that.
I will be brief on mine. I just wanted to mention Athletic Bilbao. They would be the team that have exited the round of 16. But on Tuesday night this week, they did take a big step towards perhaps going towards Europa League qualification. They beat Shakhtar Donetsk, who've been the team in form, haven't they, in the Champions League, that's prize team in form. Well, they were beaten 1-0 in Lviv. And Athletic Bilbao, I just made a few observations about them as a team that I would give a little bit of advice going forwards, because I think they're a team that will keep coming back, a bit boomerangish. I think they'll be back again to taste more European football. But you don't want to keep making similar mistakes. And one of the things that I've spotted with them is they're very good at winning some possession or winning free kicks in really crucial parts. But they need to make set pieces count more. And what they did on Tuesday night is they did that, and they got the goal they needed. It came from a set piece. It was from a free kick directed in from Benat. And that's all they needed. They need those chances. They don't often make the most of set pieces. They're not great with the final ball. I like to see better delivery from corner kicks. Those are the things that you can practice week in, week out on the training pitch. And I feel that sometimes in match situations are inexcusable if you get them wrong. You can occasionally, nerves will get the better of you. But a team like Athletic Bilbao, I think those are the things that they really need to fine tune. So I would give them that little bit of advice from Miss Hooper, if we're going to do the teaching, for next season. So believe it or not, ladies, that's it again for another match week. Match week 5 done and dusted. That's our review. A quick mention then for the competition. If you want to win the HTC One M8 handset with a special engraving, a pair of tickets to come and see us in a live audience show, you'll get to be there to see the podcast recorded on December 14th in North London. Just go to our website, check out the details there, offsiderule-europeanfootball.com, or go to our Twitter account. Loads of details are going to be posted over the next 24 to 48 hours. So at Offside Rule Pod, use the hashtag HTC Offside, and we want your standout moment from the group stages, whatever it may be, from Champions League or Europa League, and just tell us why as well. Remember, you can find us on Facebook too, The Offside Rule. I won't keep rattling through, but I will thank Carrie Brown for joining us today. Thank you very much. And straight off a flight as well. We've had a week of flights landing and then podcasts being recorded.
Always the bonus of a Toblerone, though.
I know, yeah. I mean, I'm glad, because you actually listened, didn't you? And you heard that we had Toblerone earlier on in the week and continued this, and I'm just going to get very big.
I just need to go on holiday to bring some Toblerone back for you all. So because I'm obviously not able to provide these chocolate delicacies, say delicacy, it's a nugget bar, isn't it? But I'm going to have to go somewhere now just to bring that back.
Well, keeping it in theme with HTC, you'll have to go to a European destination. Is that all right?
I might go to Istanbul, actually. Go and sort out Galatasaray.
There you go.
Oh, girls' weekend in Istanbul. Come on.
Thank you, ladies, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Terms and conditions for this week's HTC competition are on our website, offsiderulepodcast.com.